WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Good news for people struggling to pay their student loans. President Biden has unveiled a multi-billion-dollar program that gives relief to tens of thousands of borrowers, despite a Supreme Court ruling that said the president doesn't have the power to cancel student loans.
This is just the latest in a series of programs administered through the Department of Education not affected by the court's ruling.
My administration has approved an additional $9 billion in relief for 125,000 borrowers.
Which Mr. Biden calls life-changing for borrowers and good for the economy. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Gasoline prices are trending lower, says CBS's Tom Foti.
AAA pegs the average gallon of regular around $3.78, though California and some other states do have prices way higher. There's been a surprising jump in supplies and some drop in demand, so the cost at the pump is starting to reflect that, despite moves by Saudi Arabia and Russia to remove millions of barrels of crude oil from the market.
Why so many strikes?
City University of New York sociology professor Ruth Milkman on what's driving union members to strike.
The sense of being left out of the economy, that the companies they work for are doing well and they're not getting their piece.
There are the usual concerns, pay, benefits, and staffing, but also struggles due to inflation levels not seen in a generation and concerns about job security with the rise of artificial intelligence. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Late last night, the union that represents movie and television actors said it negotiated with studios and producers and will resume bargaining with them on Friday. Some former Democratic House leaders are being told to get out of their hidden private offices, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There's another controversy. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leader Steny Hoyer say they were evicted from their Capitol hideaway offices, a perk for senior members. One of Kevin McCarthy's allies says Republicans control the office space and that McCarthy now needs and is entitled to the space that's been used by Pelosi.
Californians will remember the late Senator Dianne Feinstein, says KCBS radio reporter Mike DeWald.
The memorial will happen on the steps of San Francisco City Hall, with some 1,500 invited guests, along with the public spilling out into the Civic Center Plaza, lined in American flags on what's expected to be a hot, sunny afternoon.
Senator Feinstein died Friday at the age of 90. She was the longest-serving female senator. There's a gold rush on at Costco. The members-only warehouse chain has been selling one-ounce gold bars online for about $2,000. The market price for an ounce of gold is about $1,835. The gold bars are usually gone within hours of appearing on the Costco website. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Allbus Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.